Conclusion. Romans 6 teaches that all who are baptized are united to Christ and receive all the benefits of being in union with him. All who are baptized by the Spirit are united to Christ in his death and resurrection and are everlastingly saved. Will sacramentalists say the same for water? Will they live with and let people die with the consequences? Are they prepared to face, on the judgment day, those whom they sacramentally baptized with their sacramental interpretation of Romans 6 ringing in their ears, and yet who were never converted? The scriptural position is this: all who are baptized by the Spirit are everlastingly saved, and all who are not baptized by the Spirit are everlastingly damned. May I return for a moment to the Apostles' death, burial, resurrection theme of baptism in Romans 6. Note the question he asked of his readers: don't you know? Clearly the idea was self-evident to them. This question by itself shows that I have not been wasting my time, or yours, tilting at windmills. Every believer must be able to respond to the Apostle: yes, I do know. It is a treasure and a joy to me. I will never forget it. Never forget what? That by God's grace, by the power of the Spirit, I have been regenerated, brought to trust Christ, united to him, so that all my sin is his, and all his righteousness is mine. And how is that accomplished? By baptism? No, by faith, for it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. As Paul and Silas replied to the jailer when he asked how he could be saved: believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. For, as the apostle assured the Romans, every one who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, and so on. It is always the same: believe and be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Unbelief is damning. Faith is saving. Not a mention of baptism. Have you been regenerated? Come through repentance and saving faith to trust the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation. Do you submit to Christ as Lord? If so, following your faith, have you been water baptized, plunged in water, in obedience to your Lord and Master? If not, you must. Jesus commands you, as a believer, to be baptized. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. Of course, if you do not trust the Savior, God commands you to repent, Acts 17:30, and he invites you, pleads with you, beseeches you to trust his Son now, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 18 to 62, promising you that if you do call upon Christ, he will save you. Luke 18, Acts 16, Romans 10. But, as Christ said, and said twice in virtually one breath, unless you repent, you will perish. Unless you repent, you will perish. Luke 13. What about baptism? We will talk about that only if, when, you come to the Lord Jesus Christ in faith, turning from your sin and trusting him for your salvation. So, come to Christ now.